Kaya Biz.
This is Kaya Biz
with Guletumfuphi.
On the street, on the air.
On Kaya 959.
All right. It's 12 to 8. We got a good 12 minutes to just tackle the next subject, a very interesting one as well, as we're seeing more and more companies planning big budget increases for digital marketing. So it's the new versus the old, as it were, the traditional versus the unconventional, right? Well, you know, this has been a trend that's been happening globally and not just locally for quite a while now. But companies are looking more and more on how they can really derive value for every single cent as much as they can in the advertising and marketing space. And the digital appeal could just not be ignored for too long, right? So joining us to discuss this, explore it a bit more, is Lebo Lion, digital marketing expert. Hey, Lebo, welcome on board.
Hi, George. How are you doing this evening?
I'm well, thanks. I like that surname.
Thank you. It's actually my alter ego. You know how Beyonce has special ears?
There you are.
I've got Lebo Lion.
Bona, ote, otau.
Amen. Get down. Get down.
I love this. Okay, let's, in the background of this, let's just, look at the Nielsen Global Marketing Report 2022, showing companies plan to increase that money spent on digital marketing. But this is not surprising whatsoever, right? We know what's been happening, a big trend. We see, I was just looking at Elon Musk, who tweeted just recently, we're talking the billionaire, South African born, talking about Twitter, whether he's going to go for it or not. And, you know, there's this and that, a couple of lies and whatever. But just looking at that, it's a case study on its own, how he wants to change the funding there and move Twitter from just being advertiser focused as far as sourcing money, but instead turning it into a subscriber type of a platform. And there are many other, aspects to this whole thing. But the thing is, advertisers have been looking into this and really in huge numbers going into the digital marketing space, haven't they?
Yes, it's so interesting. When I read the report, I was actually quite surprised because, yes, we are seeing a lot more ad spend going into the digital space. But in terms of the corporate sentiment, they're still quite afraid of digital spaces.
Why would that be?
It's still a very unknown space. Yeah, no, they really are, So, yes, they might be putting more money into the space, but they still don't have a deep understanding of its true value. And so what I think we're going to be seeing is a trend of spending a whole lot of money, but not actually achieving the ROI that they want, because there's a very big gap between understanding how the platforms work to maximize their capacity versus the actual spend, how much should be spent to maximize that capacity. And the reason why you're finding private equity and people like Elon Musk being really excited about the digital space is because of numbers, right?
Yeah.
It's all about customers. There are a lot of eyes and attention on these digital platforms. And it's almost 24/7.
Yeah.
Unlike your television or your radio, people are on and offline. But on digital platforms, what you're finding is people are voluntarily spending 80% of their time and giving 80% of their attention to these platforms. And what does that mean? It means a whole lot of opportunities to sell.
Lebo Bona, it's not just even voluntarily, but there's an addiction element to it as well. I mean, this thing is in the palm of your hands, girl,
Absolutely. And not only that, all your friends and family are there.
Yeah.
So it's literally your opportunity to connect with the people you love and care about or are interested in anytime that you want to. So these platforms are incredibly valuable.
No, I'm actually shocked when you hear that, a lot of these companies are still not that keen. They're not well versed about where the value is.
Yeah, but they're not well versed in the sense of, I have a marketing agency and we specialize in digital marketing, influencer marketing. So what you find, for example, is a brand will say, we are a cold drink brand and we want, children and parents to drink our drink. So we want to use these influencers, give them the script, and this is what they're going to say. They're going to post a picture like this, and we're succeeding in digital marketing. And that's literally the opposite of how it's supposed to be done.
Yeah.
So on paper, they can say, we use these influencers, they have this many followers, therefore we reached 20 million people, so we succeeded. But actually, if you interrogate the numbers and the metrics, you realize that they use 20 influencers who actually don't have the target market they're looking for.
Mm.
So actually, yes, you spent a lot of money. Yes, you think you reached 20 million people, but those people were not interested.
Yes.
So actually, you wasted money.
Right. Yeah, because you do not really reach, you do not communicate to the right person that you are a target focused on.
Mm. Exactly. Yeah. So there really is a gap between understanding how do you tap into your true customer online versus the theatrics and, you know, the performance of we're working with these people and they're very popular, you know.
Mm.
So I think that's where there's a disconnect and the lack of understanding. And the reason why brands do that is because they need an element of safety.
Yeah.
So it's much easier for me as a marketing manager to pitch to my boss and say, I want to work with X influencer. She has 1 million followers.
Right.
And, you know, she's very popular. She dated a rapper.
Mm.
Versus, I want to work with this mommy blogger. She's got 20,000 followers. And actually, 80% of her market is your customer.
Yeah, because key thing is, how does that exposure and spend in that particular or on that platform really translate into value coming back to you as a company?
Exactly. So what I would love to see is more companies investing in listening tools, tools that help them understand how the platforms work and also who's on the platform and how to reach them.
Wow.
I'd also like to see more spend on education.
Yeah.
You know, people like me, we're out there. We're there to teach companies how to do this properly. And I don't think there's enough of an appetite for that yet. So what you're seeing in the digital marketing roles is it's just being given to young people. It's all the young you studied. You go, you know, social media.
Yeah.
And actually, that's not the case.
Mm.
What you need in a digital marketing role is somebody who's a growth hacker. And usually that would be somebody who has a balance of business experience and then marketing experience.
Right.
So understanding who the customer is, et cetera, but also understanding how do I grow this thing so we can actually meet the organization's objectives. And that's a very tricky job.
Mm.
And in the States, in the UK, those jobs are given to seasoned professionals, people who've been there for long, you know. And here it's given to somebody who's just been working in the company for maybe 4 or 5 years.
Right.
And their boss will be somebody who's never really tried to understand the online space or even, you know, learn how to use it. So the decisions are really, they're not hitting the mark, you know.
You're right.
It looks successful, but it's not.
Yeah, and the I'm looking at the main reason I'm actually shocked with a bit of the resistance that is out there and perhaps lack of understanding how these, you know, platforms could complement the bottom line, you know, for a lot of the companies. The main reason is the information is out there. I mean, when you think about how algorithms are really set up, And how the collection, it's no secret at all that these platforms collect personal private information to really profile in a very minutest detail the very user who's online at that point and looking at the behavior of, you know, the person who's subscribing to that online platform. And to the point where you even know how they feel and what moves them and what they're even talking about. I mean, we know about some of these tricks where the devices are communicating with other devices even when they're actually off. And you get examples where I'll be chatting with Lebo in a room and our cell phones are actually off. And we're talking about, let's say, you know, Pampers. And as soon as we switch on our phone, there you are. The advert about Pampers is coming on. I mean, we know all these tricks are in there. So to find that there are major companies out there who are not that well versed, it's quite shocking to me, you know, where you could have such a focused campaign that gives you so much value in return when you start using these, admittedly manipulative, tools, you know, that channel your communication in a very, very accurately specific way to the person that you want to communicate with.
I mean, George, you've touched on something that I think is the crux of it all. the reason why digital marketing is so valuable is because of those insights that we can access about customers that you can't find with traditional media and traditional marketing. And you touched on something also that's very important for this conversation, which is how tech giants like your Amazon have products like Alexa that are literally listening so much that they can advertise the right things to you. They know your route to work, and they know how to plant good messages within your lived experience, you know. Correct. And all of those founders, your Jeff Bezos, they're investing in the tech that allows them to listen to the customer and create an individualized experience for that customer. And with tech companies, it's different to FMCG, for example, because the whole value of tech is actually users.
Yeah.
So it's the subscribers, you know, it's the followers. But when you look at FMCG, they're looking at retail.
Mm.
And a lot of the time they're looking at traditional retail. So they're just thinking, I have a contract with Woolworths Checkers.
I know.
And that stock is moving off the shelf. So actually, it doesn't really matter that I'm using social media. How do I know that these people saw this advert on Instagram and now they're going to Woolworths to buy my soap?
Yeah. Right, level.
It's much harder for them.
You and I need to sit down for a cup of coffee. I tell you what, 10 minutes is just not going to do us justice.
It's really not.
No. Okay, but really appreciate you, girl. You've appetized my interest, and I'm looking forward to having a longer conversation with you, Lebo Lion.
Absolutely. Thank you so much, George. Well, I really enjoyed this.
Yeah, refreshing. Digital marketing expert there, Lebo Lion. And that does it for today. Kaya Biz, thank you. George Majosi, signing out.
Kaya Talk on Kaya 959. On the street, on the air.